This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast, episode number 53, Xbox 360. It's fried, not baked. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
A Magic Mystic couldn't be with us today. Her internet sucks, or such.
She lost the internet.
She totally lost the internet. Oh, so sad. Velocity Micro. We definitely want to give a shout out to them. They are makers of custom-built gaming, mobile, and home PCs. Their machines are built by gamers for gamers. So if you're looking for a bomb-ass machine, check them out at velocitymicro.com. They are the exclusive PC we use for reviewing our games at electricsisterhood.com and here on the podcast. If you need a machine that will run Vista Ultimate, which is pretty much the only version of Vista out there worth running, anybody who's out there who's used Vista, you know what I'm talking about. Check out Velocity Micro at velocitymicro.com and tell them that the bitches from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. Because, you know, I mean, we're busy playing and doing and being out there in the world of gaming and anime.
I'm busy doing all the time.
You are such a slut. You can't even say, like, I'm just busy doing things. You're just like, I'm just busy doing all the time. Like,
well, that's the point. It's up to their imaginations. I could be doing pottery. I could be doing massage. I could be
deep massage. Yeah, the Macarena. Macarena. Yeah. You know? Okay, so moving on. You got to keep hitting us up on the website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Comment on our post, people, because you could win candy. Nobody knew. Yeah, really, seriously. It's summertime. The t-shirt giveaways are getting ready to kickstart. We got a brand new t-shirt to give away for you folks, so you've got to start commenting on things. Yeah, it's hot. That's all I can say.
You'll see it in a couple of days,
Panda, but the rest of these hoes, they're not going to see it unless they win it. Because this is for my bitches, and this is for my hoes, and this is for my hoes, and this is for my bitches. All right. And if you don't give a fuck, like, we don't give a fuck, throw your motherfucking hands. I love Snoop Dogg. Can I just say that? I know I'm in the middle of, you know, talking about visiting our website and keeping everything real, commenting and interacting with us because we love talking to you guys and things like that. But I love, like, I totally heart Snoop Dogg music. Like, no matter how down a day I'm having, all I need is a little Snoop to cheer me up. You know, you feel down? Hey, turn Vato on. You get the best of a bunch of worlds. You get a little Snoop, and then you get a little Cypress Hill, and you're just like, damn, it's a good day to be alive. Then you drop it like it's hot, and the world's a better place.
Preach it.
So anyway. Hit us up on the website, people. Chit-chat with us. We want to hear what you want to talk about, because we know what we want to talk about, but hell if we know what you want to talk about, so tell us.
I know. If you told us what you wanted to hear, I would probably even consider talking about it.
Use the hit us up link on the website and holler at us and let us know that you're interested in something. If we don't know about it, we'll check it out. Who knows? We could do a podcast about it or do a post about it or something new that I'm starting. We might ask you to write a post about it as a guest. Blogger on ESH.
You could become famous.
You could, or infamous. Pick them. I mean, we don't really care. Just talk to us.
Please.
So, with that part of the business done, since we don't have a candy bitch this week, I'm going to take the mic of 1,000 truths that right now looks like a cattle prod, and I'll explain why later.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to hand it to you, Pandalicious. What you going to do with it?
Well, I constructed this magic mystic voodoo doll, and I'm going to zap it with the cattle prod.
Ooh! Wait, you're going to gently do it?
No.
Oh, okay.
What's the point? It's a cattle prod.
I know. That's why I was like, what? Gently? You can't be gentle with it. Be gentle with my
that's
cattle
right.
prod.
So, zap. Anyway, that feels good. I know. I'm horrible sometimes.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Sometimes?
All the time. I'm bad all the time. I'm a bad girl. Anyway.
I'm not saying a fucking thing.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not talking about anime this week. I'm actually going to talk about some manga. So I guess I'm kind of merging in Magic's field a little bit, since she's more in the graphic aspect of the anime world. I was at Barnes & Noble's with, you guessed it,
BN, baby.
Yep, I was at the BN with the MOM.
Oh, and, nice. I like how you worked that. That was tight.
Peace. And, you know, because she was looking for a calendar, but that's not the point. And I ran off to the graphic novel section because I had nothing better to do.
Right.
You know, and I was looking through all of it, and I honestly, to honest to God, own most of it. So I'm like, what don't I own?
Yeah.
And I saw this one title called Backstage Prince. You know,
oh,
and
God.
I picked it up, and I looked at it, and I'm like, this looks like something I could get into. Well, they have volumes.
Wink, wink. Sorry.
Yeah, I know, because you open it and then you're in it. So I bought them with my own money.
Oh my God, that's an accomplishment. Yay!
Went home that night and read them both with under like 45 minutes, which it's not hard. So, you know, and I felt much was to be desired, and I didn't realize, you know, until I did all my notes in preparation that it's only a 2-volume series.
Okay.
So, you know, at first,
oh, so it's short.
Yeah, it's amazingly short. You know, and it's very fast-paced, you know. When I was first reading it, you know, I'm anticipating that there's more novels to come. So, you know, I'm like, why are they pushing this story so fast? I don't get it. But anyway, let me tell you about the story first.
Well, what do you mean they're pushing the story so fast?
They pushed it. Well, I mean, now that I know it's two volumes long, then I know they're not pushing it now. But when you think that there's more and you get to the end of the second, you know, manga and you're like, wait a minute. But, okay. Are you sure you want to? Yeah? All right, later. You know, one of those, like, you're kind of dumbfounded by the fact that it went by so fast.
Okay.
You know, unlike how last week we were talking about Central Phrase, which is 18 volumes long.
Right.
It drawed out everything.
Right.
It kind of just compresses it, so you're like, but why did that happen? Who's that person? You know, see, there's so many, who's that? What's this? Why is it like that? Huh?
Right.
Less. Well, anyway, the story kind of, you know, sets off. There's this girl named Akari, you know, and she's this average high school student, you know, and, you know, everyone and all the girls that are, like, her friends and stuff are always like, she's so ordinary, she's so plain. But when you look at her, like, the way that she's drawn, she's actually really pretty. So, you know, I don't get personally because she's actually better looking than her friends, but whatever.
Okay.
You know, and all of her friends are like, oh my God, we love Ryuse, you know, and they're like, and she's like, I don't know why you like him. He always glares at people. And like, you know, and she's just like, he's too good looking, you know, and because I'm so plain, no good looking guy would look at me anyway. You know, but you know, girls in high school will look at anything really hot with a penis, and some girls will look at really hot girls, but that's beside the point.
Hotness. It but doesn't matter what package it comes
like,
in. I made it funny. Please continue.
All of her friends are all like, we want to go to this kabuki show. You know, and she's like, why do you guys want to go to to kabuki for? You know, but you find out that Ryusei
okay,
is...
Okay, wait, hold on. What's a kabuki show? Just in case somebody's
right.
listening and they don't know.
Well, apparently, you know, I was on Wikipedia earlier today, and it's a performing arts, you know, where they... Sometimes they sing and they dance. You know, it's very acted with their dramatic use of makeup.
Okay, so it's kind of like an opera, but in full costume.
Showdown?
Yes.
Remember Kabuki Joe?
Oh, okay, that dude, yeah?
Yeah, that guy.
Kabuki Joe, by the way, was an awesome character. He's slow as shit, but he had the longest reaching weapon in Samurai Showdown.
So, yes. So, you know, and over there in the Japanese culture, kabuki is kind of avant-garde.
Okay.
As you know, it's not like the musicals we have over here where, you know, they're catchy and they're bouncy. Like, I mean, it's very dramatic and it's very, the pacing sometimes is dramatically so, sometimes poses.
So would you put kabuki more on the same level as opera?
Well,
as opposed to just straightforward, like, Broadway musical?
I'd say for pacing, probably.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, the makeup is much more dramatic.
Right.
Like, if I was going to go opera, maybe, you know, like, if I was going to compare it to an opera, like the opera that has that really sad clown in it. But it's really sad. He's a sad, sad clown. And he sings in Italian. But I don't remember the name of the play. Where the makeup was very, you know, accentuated. It was bold, you know. Right. But then in fact, in an opera, you know, a lot of things were bold. So that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would kind of compare it to opera.
Okay.
You know, for
just more dramatic
people. For Japanese
people. As far as the style.
Japanese
okay.
opera.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Rusei, you know, is, his family has a long line of kabuki actors.
Okay.
And, when you're from a family of that type of tradition, they call it Rien. I think it's R-E-I-N or...
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Or, no, R-E-I-N, I'm sorry. So, and they make reference to that in this manga that he's from, you know, this distinguished line. So he has this, you know, he has this responsibility.
Right.
You know, to do this. And he does it well. You know, and he's kind of quiet and he goes to the same high school that Akari goes to. You know, and one day she's with them and they're like, oh, let's go. And she's like, no, I don't really want to go. I'll probably just fall asleep. And she goes to turn away from her friends with a heavy bet and she hits Ryusei in the stomach, you know, and he kind of glares at her like evilly and walks away. Like he doesn't say, oh my God, you're a bitch. Ow, you fucking bitch or anything like that. He just looks at her, you know, grumpily and walks away.
Okay.
You know, and she's like, well, at least he was polite enough not to, you know, call me out on that. She's like, so I'll apologize to him tomorrow. But her friend's like, no, you need to go apologize to him after the show. So they drag her to go see this show. Now, she's completely uninterested in boys, and she's completely uninterested in, you know, kabuki. You know, so she falls asleep in the show, or falls asleep during the show. You know, and at the point where he comes on stage, one of her friends wakes her up. And she's like, so which one's him? And she's like, that one. She's all like, oh, I wish I knew what was going on. You know, because she doesn't.
Oh, because, yeah, she's, right.
She has no clue. So, you know, the show's over, you know, and everyone's packing up, and she's walking around behind backstage, you know, and she sees Ryusei in this room, in his backstage room.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she walks in there, and, you know, and he's all like, evil glare of death, what are you doing in my room? You know, kind of thing.
Right.
You know, and she's just, I kind of wanted to apologize for bumping into you. You know, and this other guy, I can't remember what his name is, but he's kind of a jackass. So, that's why I'm not very attached to him. You know, he's all like, your timing was all off. And he's like, yeah, I'm sorry. And she's like, huh? Because, mind, she fell asleep, so she doesn't really know. But, I mean, from a manga, you know, you don't know how the performance is supposed to look like because, remember, it's not moving.
Right.
So you kind of have to imagine that something must have gone horribly wrong.
Right. Okay.
And, you know, and the guy's like, why are you so slow? Why were you so off? He's all like, because of this. You know, and he opens up his... Yeah, not yarmulke, that's Jewish.
Kimono? Yeah, he opened up his yarmulke. How do you open up a yarmulke?
You lift it up. Anyway. But he removes his yukata, and he's got this giant bruise, like, on his lower stomach, you know, hip area. And it's huge. She's like, oh my god, I caused that, didn't I? You know, and he doesn't say anything. Like, he refuses to talk to her. And, you know, the other guy's like, oh my god, you hurt him? And she's like, well, I didn't mean to. I bumped into him with my bag. And she's like, well, no wonder why he's all up. And we have so many more performances of this. I'm like, this is horrible. You know, and she's like, well, I'm sorry. I'll work as his assistant until he gets better. No, she's the one who offers it. No, so the old, you know, the other guy's like, hey, that works for me. You know, and he's like, and it'd be your friend, right? Right? You say, and he's all like, hmm. You know, and she's like, first, what is it? He doesn't have assistants because he hates people. So she's like, oh no. So, you know, she's trying to warm up to him, trying to get to know him. And at first, you know, he's just like, you know, he's very blunt and to the point.
Yeah, but of course, you know, this is manga, so she's going to overcome that, and there'll be a happy, sappy ending, of course.
Actually, the ending wasn't nearly as sappy as I was expecting it to. You know, after, like, the 7th page of the first manga, she's like, I love him. You know, and I was like, whoa,
yeah,
wait a minute.
Yeah, how to fall in love with a guy in 7 pages or less.
Yeah, and I honestly think it probably happened on the, if you go by the days that happened in this manga, this, she probably fell in love with him on the second day. So actually the ending wasn't nearly as sappy, you know, as like say Central Phrase was, where pretty much, you know, it was an all out fuck fest in the last book. You know, or, you know, everyone got reunited with their loves and all that crap, like, you know, like Peach Girl. But anyway, not Peach Girl, I'm sorry, Wedding Peach. Duh.
There's too many peaches. Too many peaches.
Too many peaches. Anyway, so I mean, she begins to understand what he's like as a person, you know, because of his line in this, you know, this kabuki tradition. You know, they kind of expect him to be very distinguished, you know, and that he'd probably marry someone of the same ilk.
Okay.
You know, so the fact that though he's with her and she's average, but she's not like bad. She's not a bad person. She's pretty, but she's not of, you know, his
any kind of big lineage or,
yeah, you know, and his
social
father,
class.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
No, and he doesn't care because he actually admits that he's in love with her too. You know, and every time they're behind backstage, you know, they have their little tender moments. And usually right at, you know, it's never like sex or anything, but, you know, because he's not comfortable around people. He gets really stressed out by people.
Right.
He gets really fidgety and he gets really, and he glares. He doesn't mean to, but it just builds up in him. And she's the only person he's ever been able to open up to, besides his cat, Mr. Ken, who I think is so awesome. But,
okay.
You know, so she's his sanctuary. You know, so, like, they'll be in the middle of a take in practice, because, you know, you practice each of your moves in kabuki.
Uh-huh.
You know, so he has all these, you know, extended practices where he's trying to learn these, you know, these moves. You know, and he'll get so stressed out, he'll be like, wait a minute, and he'll run up back, and she'll be there waiting for him. And he'll always just, like, rest his head on her shoulder and just talk to her for, like, a minute. And then he'll go back out on stage, and he'll nail it. So, like, she's his muse. And his
okay.
father's like, you know, well, she's not of our kind, so you can have this thing with her until we find you a more suitable girlfriend. You know, and she's all like, well, it's because I'm not from a family and I'm just ordinary. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, I'm going to become the best actor and it won't matter who my girlfriend is. You know, and then she's like, really? And he goes, yes. He's like, I love you so much. Want to get married? You know, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm
like,
this is page 14. I'm like, whoa. No, I kid you not. This goes so fast. I'm like, whoa. First you say that you love her on page 7, and then, or, you know, 7 pages later, you're, like, trying to convince her to marry you. Mind you, they're both 18 in the series, so they are of, you know, the marrying age. You know, and she's like, no. She's like, we can't do it like that, right? You see, she's like, I will earn your father's, you know, his love, and I'll get his blessing for us. You know,
of
and
course.
She actually really becomes more of an assistant. You know, she manages all of his commercials, know his ads, anything that has nothing to do with kabuki.
Okay.
She's become a functioning part of his stage life.
Right. She's become part of his world. Period.
Yeah. Even though she's in school, and at one point her grades like drop horribly, you know, because she goes straight after school to the kabuki theater to help him prep for his show. And there's this other boy who he went to kabuki training school, so he's not from a distinguished family either, but he has talent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and they kind of become friends because they're kind of in the same boat. You know, and, you know, at this point, Ryusei is so popular that he has to go to do a kabuki show in London. And Akari doesn't have enough money to go, so she can't go.
Okay.
You know, and so he's like, well, I need to care for my cat while I'm gone anyway. And she's like, okay. You know, and she's self-conscious because this is a world completely outside of a world that she's familiar with. You know, so when she meets up with this other guy whose name I can't remember. Did I write it in my notes?
I don't know. Did you write it in your notes?
Actually, yes, I did. It's I'll just say Toshi for short.
What's the matter?
Oh, no. That's the senior guy. I'm sorry. Naoki. Naoki is the other love interest guy. And he's cute and everything, and he's more bubbly. You know, he's the complete polar opposite of Ryusei.
Okay.
So, you know, and he's all like, you know, it's not going to work out with you, you know, Ryu, because, you know, he's from a different, you know, cut of people than you. You should be my girlfriend because, you know, I'm not like that, and people wouldn't say anything if you were my girlfriend, you know. And at first she's like, I love Ryusei. That's not going to happen. But, you know, while he's in London, you know, she keeps seeing all these tabloids of him with this up-and-rising female kabuki actress, mm-hmm. you know, and she's beautiful, and she's talented, and she's of the same kind of descent.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a little worried.
Same social class, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and when he gets back, she's all like, you know, maybe I shouldn't be your girlfriend. You know, and he's like, no, you misunderstood what was going on in London, you know, and she's all like, maybe it's for the best. But then that girl, that woman shows up to her house, and she's just like, Ryusei asked me to be his cover so that people wouldn't write horrible things about you. So, I mean, he's really gentle, and he's really, considerate of the fact that, you know, she's not of his stature. And he doesn't want her to get crushed by it either. So, I mean, aww. He's the down-to-earth kind of character, you know, and in by the second, you know, manga,
so
you know.
So, the asshole character that you think in the beginning gets redeemed by the end.
Yeah.
How
well,
formulate.
And his father, you know, kind of accepts that, you know, she's not going anywhere. Akari's not going anywhere. And by the end of the second book, they're actually engaged. And now she's like a full head-on, you know, assistant. No, even managing his kabuki stuff. No, and she learns more and more about, you know, the kabuki. And she starts wearing kimonos because she learns how to tie one. You know, and she becomes more formal and more... So she adapts. So, I mean, it's a cute okay. little story, you know, and if you were, you know, walking into this not knowing that it's only two books long, you're like, WTF.
Okay.
But then, you know, once you, you know, figure it out, you're like, oh, that's why it wasn't, you know, slow.
Right.
You know, there are so many aspects to this that, you know, they really could have seriously extended. I liked it. You know, they could have, you know, made it more appealing. They could have drawn it out some more. Like, if this had been, like, a 5 manga series, I think it would have been just as good as if it had been 2.
Right.
So, I mean, great first job, because I think this artist may only have a couple of other things out, so this might have been one of her earlier pieces. I think from my notes, it came out... Oh, original run was in 2006, so it's not fairly old.
It's not fairly old? You mean it's
yeah.
probably pretty fairly recent?
It's fairly recent. Yep. It's Shoujo, so, you know, this is totally, you know, a girl... It's definitely a girl-oriented anime.
Okay.
I mean, the boys aren't overly drop-dead gorgeous, but,
you mean
know,
manga.
I can't see... Yeah. What did I say, anime?
Yeah. I know, it's just habit.
Not, yeah.
I know.
But,
It's okay, anime girl. You can handle manga for today. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. So, my rating on Backstage Prince... Love the title, by the way, because when I first saw the title, I was like, like, Backstage Prince, eh? You might take it in the backstage? Maybe? Yes? No? No? Oh, okay. But, you know, I mean...
Do you take it in the back? Yes? No? Maybe. Check which box.
There's an other.
Deliveries in
other.
Rear. Yes? No? Maybe? Other.
It's like, Prince is taken in the rear.
Nice.
Oh. But anyway, I honestly have to say I really did like it. I mean, like I said, you know, if this had just been more expanded on more, I think, you know, there could have been more things going on in the series to make it even more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna give this series a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Solid effort. I like the animation style. I mean, it's not too over the top with, you know, overly sensual, you know, eyes and too much detail and, you know, big, jagged, you know, locks of hair. I mean, it's very simple, and I think, you know, this artist wanted to, you know, make it very simple because, you know, even though Kabuki has, you know, very strong, you know, makeup and whatnot, you know, the styles of makeup that she uses on the characters in this aren't nearly as radical as they could be.
Okay.
I think this woman has a simplistic idea of beauty, which really is shown in this.
Cool.
So I liked that. You know, the fact that, you know, this girl, the main character, who thinks she's so ordinary, you know, and plain, I think can, you know, relate, you know, real girls can relate to that, because a lot of girls are like, oh, I don't think I'm that pretty, or, oh, I don't think, you know, I'm nothing special. No, but then when you read this, you're looking at her, and you're like, you're really not nearly as bad as you think you are. So kind of, you know, it can hit home to some girls, is what I guess I'm trying to say. And aww. I think it hit home with me a little bit. So
you need a cookie. You need a hug.
No.
Because, you know, good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, people like you.
I know. I don't know why. But, so yeah, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5. I liked it. It touched home. The title was
really... I thought you were going to say something else. Like, it touched me, and I was all ready to be like, where? Where did it touch you? You show me on the doll where it touched you.
Right here. And up here. And, anyway.
Repeatedly over here. And I liked it.
Seven. For all those who watch Friends, you know what I'm talking about. But, so with that, I'm going to take the cattle prog of 1,000 truths that I'm no longer shocking the little mini magic mystic doll with. I'm going to put the doll down and give you the cattle prog.
Put the voodoo doll on
it's
the
not
table
a voodoo doll,
and
it's
back
just
away.
Doll. It's a plushie. It's a magic mystic plushie.
We need plushies. I wish somebody would make plushies of us.
It'd be funny as if you touched, like, if you, like, pressed a button, if she said, like, a line.
Well, yours would be like, don't be a punk-ass bitch.
Yeah, and yours would be, what would yours be?
I don't know what mine would be.
Yeah, but we have to have, like, five
totally, I know, and but I totally can't gank, like, the Ask a Ninja thing, which sucks, because I think he has an awesome line. So I have to think of my own ninja thing to do. I could be like, ninja go poof! I mean, you know, that just, nah, I don't like that. It's got to be, like, sexy but dark. At the same time. And Ask a Ninja is awesome.
Yeah,
you, awesome. You, yeah that,
good
that,
job, guys.
Yeah, totally. Listen, like, seriously. He doesn't
call
listen
me.
To us. You're like, Ask a Ninja, you rock, you're awesome. Call me.
Call me. It's like, kill me soon.
It's like,
yeah.
Hi, yeah. That is so wrong.
So what are you
going to
do with the cattle prog ninja?
I'm actually going to use it to shock Microsoft because...
Oh my god, you're not going after Sony.
I know, it's a rare occasion. It's a rare occasion.
So Sony can sit back and relax this episode?
This particular episode, Sony is off the hook.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, because Microsoft's up on the chopping block.
Uh-oh.
Because I've fucking got fragged.
Oh, you got fragged.
Yeah, and not Halo fragged, which would be okay. That'd be fine. That would be great. No, I got flashing red and green fragged on my Xbox 360.
Is it Christmas time?
No, it's not Christmas. And if it was Christmas, that's not the kind of present you want to open up on Christmas morning.
You're fucking up my Christmas.
You're totally fucking up my Christmas, man. So I get home from work, you know, the day job, the thing that pays for most of the games.
The thing I don't have yet?
Yeah, that thing. Don't fucking get me started on it, okay, you slacker? Alright. Anyway, don't even have a job and you still can't get shit on the regular. But whatever.
Yeah.
So fucking anyway, I'm tired as hell. I'm in preparation, you know, for getting on to Vegas time, because we're doing the vacay thing, so we've got a kick-ass, awesome, best-of episode that we're working on. Evermore's been burning the midnight oil again, putting together something kick-ass for you people.
Daddy, Georgia.
No, no, he's not on a midnight train to Georgia. We're going to Las Vegas. That's in Nevada. Say it with me, Pandalicious. Nevada. There you go. Not Georgia. Nevada. So, anyway, while he's been working on that, I'm like, oh, let me go and play some Halo 3. Maybe a little Guitar Hero. Try to keep my ass up till like 4 in the morning. So, I go. I turn on my Xbox 360. I get my happy booming sound of noise. Everyone knows that happy bass bong thing that you get when you turn on your Xbox 360.
Well, if
you did, see, the thing that would be awesome about it would be, you know, you turn it on and there's like this big booming bass sound noise that comes on first. It's like boom, like the world is turning, and then it goes boom, and you see Xbox 360, and then it goes to your dashboard and you're like happy. Yeah, I never got to the happy place.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, shit, it's 12:30. What time's customer service open? I'm like, I know they're not open now, but what time do they open? Turns out customer service is available to 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I'm like, huzzah! I will get aid. Not AIDS, but aid. So I call the phone number because I'm like, I'm going to get my Xbox fixed. Yippee skippy. And then I can get back to, you know, Guitar Hero and less talk, more rock, because I want to perfect it. I only missed one note the last time I did it in medium, and fucking I was going to get it tonight. Yeah. So I get on the phone, and the automated system comes on. I don't want to hear about how awesome you are in Guitar Hero, although I will give you props.
Hard now.
I don't want to hear it. But I will give you props because the trick that you told me about being able to slide notes and not have to strum everything totally helped me, like, nail some five-star things in medium. So, rock on to you for that. So, moving on.
Hammer-ons and pull-offs.
Yeah, I still haven't quite mastered when to do what, but I'm getting better at it. So.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sitting and I get the automated system, and it's trying to be a cool automated system, which is totally not what I want to fucking hear.
Right.
Yeah, so Max is totally bummed that I'm having problems, but wants to know what I'm having problems with. I can just say it, or ask for a list of things that Max can help me with.
Oh.
So, if I'm having problems with Xbox console, Xbox Live, I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm like, Xbox console. So I go through all the crap, he's like, alright, so it turns out you've got 3 flashing red lights on your Xbox. I'm like, no shit, Max. You said you could help me. Help me. So I'm just going through the things, unplugging the hard drive, trying to get it to turn on. I have a moment of hope, a glimmer, when I take the hard drive off the drive and it actually gets to the bong sound and I see Xbox 360 and I think the dashboard's going to load, but then it fucking freezes. So it's like, so did that help? And I'm like, no, Max. No, it didn't. He's like, oh, okay, well, let's try this. And I'm like, all right, let's try it. So I start doing the steps because I just want my fucking Xbox 360 to work, okay? Right. That's all I want. And I realize it's getting closer to 1 o'clock. And I realize this because I start listening to Max, and Max is saying horrible things to me. He's saying things like, help is now closed. Call back during regular business hours. Our phone number is. And I'm like, no, Max. Don't abandon me. We're in the middle of troubleshooting. What am I supposed to do now, Max? Huh? What am I supposed to do, Max? Max hangs up on me.
Oh.
I get the operator. Another automated bitch. But she's less feeling than Max. She's not cool. She's totally saying, if I'd like to make a call, hang up and try my call again.
Oh.
I'm like, you dirty whore. Why are you doing this to me? Why? You suck. I just want some relief. I need Black Sabbath. Come on. Just a little. I need a hit. Something. I get nothing.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ninja.
So then I go into the depression. Because I'm like, I leave town soon, and I have like a whole day off tomorrow, and the whole plan was to play Guitar Hero. And Halo 3, because the Halo 3 beta is about to close soon, people.
And I was like, what the fuck? This means no Halo. So I try for the next hour using my friend Google and Wikipedia and Xbox fanboy, I should say Xbox 360 fanboy, to try and find some kind of solution. Maybe my friends on the internet, because there are a lot of you. You do totally rock hard. Maybe they will have some solutions for me. And you want to know what their solution is?
Buy a new one?
Talk to Max. Or buy a new one. I'm like, son of a bitch. So I get up today to call Microsoft and ready myself to talk to someone who can barely speak English. And hopefully tell me that they're going to send me a new Xbox. They didn't say they're going to send me a new Xbox. But I did almost immediately get put through to a person. Because this time when I talked to Max, I didn't let Max talk to me. I found a thing on the web and they're like, just say agent and they'll try to put you through to a person. So I did.
So you dissed Max.
Yeah, Max starts talking, hey, I'm Max and I'm like, agent. And he's like, all right, I will totally try to put you in contact with a person. But we need to know what you need help with. I'm like, Xbox 360 console. Agent. So I get put on up the line with a person who really is doing his best to try and help me out. And we go through the whole thing of my information. And before he even tries to troubleshoot me and have me go through the steps, I'm like, okay, dude, look. I do this game thing for a living, partly. I've done this. I've already disconnected the hard drive. I tried other cables. I tried another power source. I've tried hooking it up to another television set. It ain't working. Light's still green, still red. Three of them flashing. Middle light, green, flashing. Power supply light, when it's on, green. When it's off, yellow. Power supply, fine. How are you going to help me? He's like, okay, so you've done all that stuff? Yeah. He goes, okay, your thing's still in warranty, so we're going to send you a box. You send us back the console, and we'll repair it. I'm like, okay, thank you. Is it going to take long? And he's like, I know that you do this for a living, so because I'm going to be honest with you. It should take at most 6 days for us to get the box to you. It might be longer. I appreciated the honesty, because he could have lied to me, but like, oh no, seriously, it'll be there in 3 days. I'm like, all right, and then when I send it back, he goes, well, obviously you want to put it back in the mail as soon as possible. You can't take more than 30 days, because otherwise we'll take you out of the system. I'm like, no, dude, totally. He goes, I know you're not going to take more than 30 days to send it back to us. He goes, but I have to say it. I'm like, okay, that's cool, I understand. But he's like, I can't tell you how fast the repair will be or not. We'll get technicians in there to try and diagnose your hardware and see if it's something that we can fix or if we just have to issue you another box. I'm like, all right. Well, I appreciate your honesty. Thanks. So now I'm fucking pissed because I am sans Xbox 360 goodness. No gamers, no achievements for Ninja Sister.
But Ninja, you have a Wii.
Yeah, but I don't have Guitar Hero on the Wii because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, but
I may have to go months without the goodness that is Guitar Hero. I may have to go months now without Tenchu Z, Shadowrun, Forza, Motorsport 2.
I get it.
For fuck's sake!
FFS.
I mean, seriously, FFS! Okay, and then...
Xbox 360 for the loss.
All right, and then you top it all off with the fact of, you know how hard it was for me to first get the Xbox 360.
Yes.
And I had come to love my Xbox 360 as if it was a member of the family. I bought it clothes. I named it. And now it's like somebody has stolen my child.
Was it Rumpelstiltskin? That's Rumpel. His name, by the way.
Oh, that's his name. I thought that it was Bill Gates, but it's Rumpelstiltskin. Damn
that's
it.
One of his aliases.
Oh, alias Bill Gates.
And sometimes it's Antonio Banderas, but only when he's in Mexico.
That's scary. Antonio Banderas steals children.
Alright, so...
he does not steal children.
Anyway, so I'm pissed about that. I'll be writing about it on the website. By the time you listen to this, it should probably already be on the website. And I will keep you guys appraised of just exactly how long it does take me to get my box and send it to Microsoft and get my ass back on Xbox Live. So I would appreciate it if you'd send me some shout-outs, people. Imaginatively enough.
Let it all out.
Tears for fears, motherfucker. Tears for fears.
Come on.
Are you talking to me? Come on. My gamer tag. My gamer tag is Ninja Sista. Go ahead, sign on to Xbox.com and send me a message. Let me know that you're thinking about me while I am sans 360 goodness.
I'm thinking about you, Ninja.
Yeah, that's just because you're gonna see me in 2 days and we're gonna be in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm going to see you, but that's not why I'm thinking about you.
Oh, alright.
Well. Think about you while I'm playing Guitar Hero.
Fuck you. Moving on, I do have some gaming news and a little bit of review, because I hadn't planned on my Xbox 360 fragging out on me to talk about this week. What I plan to talk about is the Prince of Persia game on the Wii. Are you familiar with the Prince of Persia, the two thrones?
Yeah.
You know about the two thrones, right? Uh-huh. You got a good prince and a bad prince. The bad prince kind of kicks a lot of ass. Well, Ubisoft, in their infinite wisdom, said, hey, we should make that totally for the Wii, but take advantage of, you know, the sensor controls in the Wii. So I got all excited. Like, I literally grabbed a towel because I was like, ooh, it's going to be two thrones goodness.
Did you put on some Michael and light a candle?
No, I didn't need to. I got the towel ready and, you know, got out a few other necessities.
Bits and bobbles.
Bits and bobbles, bobbles and bits. And got the game in from Gamefly, slapped the motherfucker into the Wii. Well, I was gentle. I inserted it slowly and gently and let my Wii slot receive the load. Anyway. So I put the game in, and it loads up, and I'm looking at it, and I'm realizing the graphics are kind of shitty looking.
Really?
Yeah, like...
Who knew?
You did, actually, because I told you before they did the show recording. Anyway, yeah. But I mean, really shitty. Like, looked worse than the PlayStation 2 shitty.
Hey...
I mean, the PlayStation 2 graphics looked awesome. These graphics looked shitty. Like, they looked like worse than GameCube shitty. And I was surprised by that because it shouldn't look that bad. Like, it was grainy and it didn't take up the whole screen. And there were a lot of jaggies and there was skippage. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it's just because this is a render, but then I'm like, wait, no, this is fully rendered video, the opening movie. This shouldn't be jaggy like this. But I'm holding out hope, because I'm like, alright, I'm going to get into the gameplay, and you know, I've played Two Thrones and completed it, so I was like, I knew what the story was going to be. I knew they weren't throwing me any new levels, because they basically just ported it over to the Wii, but added the tilt sensitivity. So I'm learning how to change the camera, and it's like turning a lock with the remote, so that's not
right. Very
intuitive, but you can also move the directional to get it in the right direction and then tilt your head. So I'm like, okay, alright. So I'm learning the basics of attacking, and it's all flicking the nunchuck this way and flinging the Wii remote that way, and I like that.
Kind of like with Zelda?
Yeah. So I like that kind, but it, at least with Zelda, it actually is responsive. There's a lot of lag between when I actually flick the remote and when
the
prince
does it.
Moves, and that's what kills this game. That's what makes this game suck.
Is it Suckfest 2007?
It is Suckfest 2007. Summer edition.
Ooh.
Yeah, big time.
Summertime.
I mean, ooh, summertime. The AI in the game was just so much better on the Xbox version and on the PlayStation version that I don't understand why, if it was just a port over to the Wii, which had more power than a GameCube, why the AI sucks so bad on this game.
Does it suck like an Oreck vacuum cleaner during spring cleaning?
No, it sucks like an Electrolux, and nothing sucks like an Electrolux.
Whoa.
Except Prince of Persia, Rival Swords, on the Wii.
It goes from suck to blow.
Yeah, totally. Totally is gone from suck to blow. Big time. I'm like, and it doesn't even have Mel Brooks' goodness to go along with it and make it funny.
Oh, so it just blew.
Yeah, big time. No Dick Van Patten or anything.
Oh.
It just sucks. Don't waste your time and money. Don't rent it. If it's in your GameFly queue, take it out. If you have a PlayStation 2 or an Xbox 360, just fucking play Prince of Persia over there. Because nothing. There's no value added here, people. So fuck it. Wow. That's really all I have to say. Do you really want to know what I rate it?
If
it's a 1 out of 5...
Well, at least it got a number.
Yeah, and the only reason why I didn't give a 0 is because I really want to reserve that for the game that truly sucks cock. I'm waiting. I know it's going to happen.
It's not that bad, is it?
I'm not answering that question on this podcast because that's totally another podcast, and that's not this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll ask again later.
Stop playing with your microphone. We got other shit to talk about.
Okay.
Like, for instance. I've got good news, everybody!
What is it?
Well,
am I getting
people,
a pony?
You're not getting a pony. It's
am
not
getting
great
an iPhone?
News. No, it's not superb news. It's not
I
a
know,
miracle.
That would have been, I was totally stoked
You
for that.
Get an iPhone, and you get an iPhone, and you get an iPhone! Do I look what? Like Oprah? I don't think so.
Man, if Oprah gave her out iPhones, I would
camp out in front of that bitch's place. GameTap. You familiar with the service?
No.
Okay. GameTap basically, Turner Broadcasting actually owns the service. And what they do is you pay a subscription fee and you can play a lot of vintage games and older games online. So things like Sonic the Hedgehog, the original games, the original Tomb Raider, that kind of thing. So you basically can rent games online but play them on your computer. For the most part, it's been a PC only thing. Mm-hmm. Except now. They're coming out with some Mac compatibility late summer. I don't know what late summer means other than, like, maybe the last week of August before bitches go back to school, like, summer.
Which could possibly happen.
Yeah, there's no date. But the VP of the company said, yeah, we're going to have a Mac product out in late summer. And they're like, wait, Mac product? Because this is from MacUser.com. I saw it. Totally love that website. I am a Mac user because ninjas use Macs.
And pandas do too.
Yeah. So.
Magic stone, though.
Yeah. Mystic magic people don't use Macs, which is why their internet connection sucks and they miss recording podcast episodes.
Lame.
But.
Magic's lame.
Mystic is lame. Her internet connection sucks. So anyway,
it really, really sucks.
Again, I don't know what late summer means, but if you're on a Mac and you want to be able to, you know, because if you've ever watched anything on TNT or things like that, or even nationally, they do, GameTap does have some commercials, so it shows like the little amoeba symbol, kind of looks like the old Tech TV logo with like the three dots that are all interconnected. And it's like a lot of vibrant colors, and they scroll a bunch of games across, and like, for only blah, blah, blah a month, you can play this game or that game. And I'm like, yeah, be cool
I've
with your friend.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, that's GameTap. But if you're on the Mac, shit's coming. Look for it. The other thing that I have in news, just in case you live, you know, under a rock.
I live under a rock.
Okay, then you probably haven't heard that Capcom's been working on a couple of Resident Evil games.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Apparently I am living under a rock.
Yeah, yeah. So you got a Wii version of Resident Evil 4.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah. First part of that is it will not be censored.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Because who would be flipping the fuck out?
Yeah. Yeah, flipping the fuck out.
Like, the zombies killed your parents! Press A!
Shoot them in the head! Shoot them in the head! You ain't got time to make a profile! The bitches are coming up to here right now! You ain't got time to smoke a bowl! Shoot them in the head! Shoot them in the head! Okay, so, getting back to what I was talking about with Resident Evil 4, it will not be censored. That's number one. Number two, you know that exclusive shit that they put in the PlayStation version? The separate ways mode? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gonna be in the Wii version. Not only that, it's not just a port of RE4, they redid it. So a lot of the things are similar, but it's not the exact same gameplay. There are other costumes. Oops. Yeah, there are other costumes. You do get the Assignment Ada mode, the Merc mode, and the Separate Ways mode, but it's revamped. There's a couple of new weapons.
A Gatling gun?
I'm not exactly sure what the RL... what the hell?
Is it the H-bomb?
No, it's not the H-bomb, but evidently, as far as the damage it does, it's pretty close, because pretty much whatever...
Does it make a mushroom...
I don't think it makes a mushroom cloud or kingdom, but I know that when you use it, it pretty much, with one shot, kills whatever the fuck it hits.
Nice. I doubt it will work on bosses, though.
Won't one-hit kill bosses, but only take a couple hits. It's kind of powerful.
Like a...
Big boom.
Big bada boom?
Big bada boom. Big boom. Big bada boom. Yeah. Big bada boom. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, big bada boom. So, that's kind of fucking scary, because I was looking at the screens and I'm like, holy shit. Because it does take advantage of the Wiimote control, so you use one thing to aim and the other thing to shoot.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yeah, big motherfucker. The other one is Umbrella Chronicle that they're working on, which basically takes all of Resident Evil except for the Code Veronica stuff.
Oh, thank God.
And brings kind of everybody back. Supposedly...
So,
wait,
so you've got Jill, and
yeah.
You've got Chris,
yeah.
And Claire,
yeah.
And they're all like, hey, we're STARS members. STARS. Shoot them in the head.
Pretty much. And supposedly they're going to explain what the fuck the deal is with Wesker. Like, actually
man,
explain.
There's a lot going on with Wesker.
Yeah. Supposedly all is going to be revealed about Wesker.
He probably has a small penis. That's the big shocker. And that's why he said
that's not a shocker. That would totally be me go, yeah, well, duh, of course he has a small penis. That explains everything.
Well...
That's all I need to know. You're compensating for the fact that you have a tiny, mini schlong.
And it's crooked.
To the left.
That's the twist.
To the left. It's twisted to the left. Not to the right, but actually to the left. So, yeah, that's being revamped. And as I talked about before, the Halo 3 beta is coming to an end, people, so... Get on there and, like,
do
party like a rock star and pair up with as many people as you possibly can and enjoy the environment and blow up as many things as you can. Because
and
pretty
do it
soon,
in the name of Ninja, who cannot join you.
Yes. Do it as a tribute to me. Become tribute Ninja Sisters, like a tribute band, and go out there and frag many in my name.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, jump into a party and just be like, Ninja Sister! And kill everything that
Ninja
you possibly can.
Ninja Sister! Start fragging.
And then start fragging shit. Send me a video of it and I'll put it on the website.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so just send it to fresh@electricsisterhood.com and I will totally put it on the website.
Fresh. In the land of Esh.
In the land of Esh. Maybe I should make that the email.
www.esh.com.
Yeah, I wish I could get esh.com, but I can't, so I don't know what esh.com is. But What I would love to do is have, like, an email address to send things off to thelandofesh.com.
Land of Esh.
But that's all I really have, so I guess all I can do is give the shout-out to Velocity Micro. Not because they pay me, because they don't. I wish they did, but they don't.
Hey, awesome. They gave us a really cool PC. That's payment enough.
Yeah, really, to do all the game reviews that we've been doing. Guild Wars, awesome. Monkey
You played
keeps,
Guild Wars?
Yeah. Monkey keeps promising to have a review of the Lord of the Rings game. Like, any day now, it's going to happen. I think he just likes playing it on the system because it's so bomb-ass. Because Velocity Micro makes custom-built, awesome, bomb map laptops and desktop machines. They're built by gamers for gamers. I mean, you can do work stuff on them, people, but understand, they're gaming machines. They're custom gaming machines. So if you need a bomb-ass gaming machine, check out VelocityMicro.com. It's the exclusive PC that we use for reviewing games here at ElectricSisterhood.com. So, go to VelocityMicro.com and tell them that the pictures from the Electric Sisterhood sent you. Get a bomb-ass gaming machine, because you got Vista Ultimate. I mean, you could run Linux on it. That's totally hot, too.
Linux.
You could totally Linux that motherfucker.
Linux it all night long.
Oh my God. You could totally do that. Or,
me so Linux. Me Linux long time.
Oh my God, that is awesome. Especially because I know you couldn't compile Linux if your life depended on it. But that's awesome that you would do that. In any case, I'm going to have to say that this podcast is probably toast.
Yeah, it's toasty to me.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I think I'm going to put some Nutella on it.
Not the file sharing service, but the actual spread.
Yes, the actual spread of Nutella. And I'm going to go downstairs to the giant iMac and play Dofus.
Ah, I like the sounds of that.
Me too. What are you doing with your toast?
I think I'm going to throw it at my Xbox.
But that's not going to... But the next time you call, Max will be like... We've detected toast on your Xbox 360.
Yeah,
that's
but,
not cool.
But if I throw it, I can be like, toasty!
Yeah, because it's fried. Oh, snap. Oh,
yeah.
Props to man.
It's bad when you have to give props to yourself.
Well, no one else is doing it.
There's a reason for that, maybe.
Oh.
You should investigate it.
You hurt my panda feelings.
Yes, well... My ninja feelings have been destroyed.
But I didn't do it.
I mean, Rumpelstiltskin. Wait, I mean, Antonio Banderas. What alias is he using now?
I don't know.
A bastard.
I don't know what country he's in.
This is true. So, as always, hit us up on the website, people. www.electricsisterhood.com. You can use our short address, esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. It'll get you to the same place. Comment on our stuff. Hit us up. Share with us. Anything that you'd like to, because really, we love hearing from you guys. It makes our day. It really does. And I need my day made for me, because my little ninja dreams have all been dashed by Bill Gates. I mean, Rumpelstiltskin. I mean, Antonio Banderas. Or whatever alias he's using today. Sniffle, sniffle. Did you say Ho Chi Minh?
Yeah. I whispered it.
Okay, so, as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Bye!